Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, May 2, 2024 is Western Chalukya Empire. The Western Chalukya Empire ruled most of the Western Deccan, South India, between the 10th and 12th centuries. This Kannada dynasty is sometimes called the Kalyani Chalukya after its regal capital at Kalyani, today's Basavakulian in the modern Bidar district of Karnataka state, and alternatively the later Chalukya from its theoretical relationship to the 6th century Chalukya dynasty of Badami. The dynasty is called Western Chalukyas to differentiate from the contemporaneous Eastern Chalukyas of Venji, a separate dynasty. Prior to the rise of these Chalukyas, the Rashtrakuta Empire of Manyukheta controlled most of Deccan and central India for over two centuries. In 973, seeing confusion in the Rashtrakuta Empire after a successful invasion of their capital by the ruler of the Paramara dynasty of Malwa, Telapattu, a feudatory of the Rashtrakuta dynasty ruling from Bijapur region, defeated his overlords and made Manyukheta his capital. The dynasty quickly rose to power and grew into an empire under Sumshvara, who moved the capital to Kalyani. For over a century, the two empires of southern India, the Western Chalukyas and the Chola dynasty of Tanjore, fought many fierce wars to control the fertile region of Venji. During these conflicts, the Eastern Chalukyas of Venji, distant cousins of the Western Chalukyas but related to the Cholas by marriage, took sides with the Cholas, further complicating the situation. During the rule of Vikramaditya I, in the late 11th and early 12th centuries, the Western Chalukyas convincingly contended with the Cholas and reached a peak, ruling territories that spread over most of the Deccan, between the Narmada River in the north and Kaveri River in the south. His exploits were not limited to the south, for even as a prince, during the rule of Sumshvara I, he had led successful military campaigns as far east as modern Bihar and Bengal. During this period, the other major ruling families of the Deccan, the Hoysalas, the Sunni Yadavas of Devagiri, the Kakatiya dynasty and the southern Kaleshwaris of Kalyani, were subordinates of the Western Chalukyas and gained their independence only when the power of the Chalukya waned during the later half of the 12th century. The Western Chalukyas developed an architectural style known today as a transitional style, an architectural link between the style of the early Chalukya dynasty and that of the later Hoysala Empire. Most of its monuments are in the districts bordering the Tungabhadra River in central Karnataka. Well-known examples are the case of Isvesvara Temple at Lakundi, the Mallikarjuna Temple at Kuruvadi, the Kausvara Temple at Bagali and the Mahadeva Temple at Atagi. This was an important period in the development of fine arts in southern India, especially in literature, as the Western Chalukya kings encouraged writers in their native language Kannada and Sanskrit. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:34 UTC on Thursday, May 2, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Western Chalukya Empire. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Joey Standard.